ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Al-Sajjad alayhi salamullah found in the book As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah. Supplication number 8, verse number 1, vice number 2, anger, Al-Ghadab. In previous episode, we said in the words of the mystic, the teacher of morals, Al-Imam Al-Khumayni radhiwanullah alayhi, he said that anger itself stems from two branches. One, as he called, hubbuddat, love for oneself. When we talk about love for oneself, it's very easy to see how anger comes about. Because when I feel there is competition on the outside when it comes to my own needs and wants and desires and pleasures, this state of anger takes over me naturally and by itself. And then I have no control over it. It just automatically takes over. And why? Because I have a greed. I want to have more of everything because I love myself. I want to have more money. If I see someone else doing something that, you know, is against me or at least trying to get more than me, automatically, I start to get nervous, start to get angry, and takes over me. And then it would lead that hubbuddat itself, love for oneself, or being egoistic, having the ego, usually will lead to every other sin. But a person who doesn't, obviously does not have that problem. Let us take a break, then we continue right after, inshallah.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. When a person is calm and collected, and he does not have too much attachments to materialistic matter, he's not attached to wealth, he's not attached to fame, he's not attached to position, he doesn't have attachment to things that might, you know, chain him to this world. He's more free. His soul is content. His mind is content. He has calmness inside him because he doesn't have the love for these things. So every step he takes is a good step. He moves based on the fact that he has logic and he has justice, and he goes against his desires and his pleasures because he has no attachments. Meaning, he does not love these things. Because sometimes if we look at ourselves, we find ourselves, we say love too much. I love this house. I love this car. I love this person. I love this pen. I love this phone. I love. How many things are we attached to without realizing? Now, this all relates to the love of oneself. Because when I say I love this, obviously I don't love the phone for itself when I say I love this phone. I love the pleasure the phone gives me. When I say I love this car, obviously I don't love the metal of it, but I love the pleasure, the pride it gives me for being inside it. So love for not it, but love for oneself, love for myself. And this is what we call fish love. You don't love the fish for itself, because fish is not something that to be loved, but you love the pleasure that the fish gives you, which is satisfaction, right? So how about that is a cause for anger and every single thing in between. We need to be very careful. Then the imam, he says, the second thing that causes people and a person to be angry is in fact ignorance itself and confusing perfection and where it lies. Sometimes a person, due to his lack of knowledge, due to his increasingly amount of ignorance, he becomes angry and he does all the bad things that he thinks he's doing for the right cause. He gets angry and he thinks he's getting angry for the right cause when he is not. Let us take a break, then we continue right after.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So Imam Al-Khomeini says, the second root and cause for anger is in fact ignorance. Now, because a person is ignorant, he sees that anger is a good thing. How so? He thinks when he's angry, he's being brave. He's not a coward anymore. You know, I can yell my voice out. I can shout. I can yell. I can stand out. And he thinks that's a form of bravery. In fact, that's nowhere near bravery. Bravery is controlling your anger, putting it in the right place. So due to ignorance, a person misses the concept. So he wants to be brave, which is a kamal, which is a perfection. But in fact, what he's doing is not perfection anymore. And he has this audacity to do things. And he shows himself up. And he stands and he says, I am, me. And he, you know, tries to do all these things where he thinks he's trying to be perfect. He's being perfect. But in fact, he's not. He's undermining himself. He's destroying himself. So his ignorance is what leads him to be angry in the first place. And he thinks what is a vice is a moral act. And he does not differentiate between, as we say, bravery and cowardice. He does not differentiate. Or going extreme and becoming a person that has no control over himself and no logic. And as we said, bravery is a sign of a mu'min. A bravery is one of the traits of the mu'mineen. It's one of their good traits to be brave. And bravery obviously has an anger to it. However, a mu'min is in control of such an anger. He puts it in the right place. It turns out to be bravery. Where an ignorant person, which is not a mu'min, because all the mu'mineen are smart, are ulul albab, those who have intellect. Those who are not mu'mineen are ignorant, and as we say in our technical word, stupid in the sense of the word. They just don't know what to do. They can't do the right thing. Therefore, they put themselves in the mess of anger to begin with. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد